We bow our heads in prayer. Lord, you have revealed yourself to us in your word, in the sacraments. Help us in our relationships to see the power of your love so that we might know and share the good news and that we might be renewed and strengthened to live out our lives in these times. In your most precious name we pray. Amen. Life can be difficult. Okay, that's probably enough said. Maybe I have your attention, maybe I don't. Some of you may be wondering, oh great, here we go again. What kind of message do we want to talk about? Life is difficult. If you follow the news, what do you hear? Or if you watch it on TV, what do you see? We get difficult pictures. We hear a lot about what we should be but aren't. And someone recently said to me, I don't listen or watch the news. It's just too negative for me. And I thought, boy, how true that is. In our world today, there is little we agree about, and far more that we love to disagree about. We are divided, taking political positions. And for some of us, we don't even want to talk with somebody who obviously may share a different point of view than ours. No matter who sits in the Oval Office, we are quick to find every fault, every moment in which they fail us. We have two branches of legislation in which we oftentimes find little positive about what we want to say about them. And their rhetoric often leaves us wondering, what kind of a culture are we living in? Is this the kind of country we ought to have? Some of you have experienced loss of jobs. The pandemic has hurt us. And sometimes it leaves us wondering. Some of you may be struggling to make the next house payment. And for others, where's the food to be put on the table? You've seen those lines at the food pantries. Life can be difficult. And then you look at Trinity, your congregation. You are lacking a shepherd. The man you called to lead you in the interim declined your call. Seems as though everything seems pretty dark. And while life is difficult, life goes on. And in the midst of all of these difficulties, I have a simple question. Where do you find your strength? I want you to think about that. Where do you find your strength? For me, it's always going back to the Word. And you know, this passage from Isaiah, the 40th chapter, is such a beautiful chapter. And when I saw these lessons that we had for today, I couldn't help but look at Isaiah 40, because that has been such an important verse to me. Because there are many times when I have felt life is difficult. It's a struggle. The things I want to do, I do not do, and the things I do not want to do. It's a reality of life. Chapter 40 begins a new section in Isaiah, in which now the focus is going to be on the major changes of time, places, and moods from those first 39 chapters of the book. This is a message to a people who are living in exile in Babylon, and their whole world has been shattered. And you want to talk about life being difficult, read about the people of God in exile in Babylon. When their king being led off into captivity, his eyes were poked out so he couldn't see. And then they were mistreated, wondering what had gone wrong. They were God's chosen people. Everything was supposed to work out good for them. But they found themselves living in a minority in a foreign land where they had little security and no civil rights. For the Judean experience at that time, it was severe and traumatic, personal, social, and psychologically. Life was difficult at best. Now, trying to convince people who are living under such conditions that God is still in charge was also a difficult challenge. Here were the people of God who had been promised a promised land, who had been promised that from them would come that seed that would bring about salvation for all people. And here they sit in a foreign land and in their mind being abused. And yet, when you come to the last half of Isaiah, from chapter 40 to 66, what you have are numerous images of God's power and His will to save. It's the good news for the people of God. Chapter 40 begins with those words which we use oftentimes in Advent and the Christmas season. Comfort, comfort my people, says your God. That's how it begins. A new proclamation for God's people. Comfort, comfort my people, says your God. There is change coming. God is there. He has not forgotten his people. And then this last part of chapter 40, such an important reading. I know I refer to it often in my ministry. Do you not know? Do you not hear? Has it not been told you from the beginning? Have you not understood from the foundations of the earth? All these questions. And if you're sitting probably where the children of Israel were sitting at the time, wondering, who has the answer to all of those? Oh, in verse 22, rather interesting. It is He who sits above the circle of the earth, and its inhabitants are like grasshoppers. What a picture. I remember growing up as a kid out here on the plains. And I remember a couple years when grasshoppers kind of took over everything in the summertime and they became icky. They ate everything. And they weren't very pleasant. And here, Isaiah says its inhabitants are like grasshoppers. And I don't get a good picture when I see that. Who stretches out the heavens like a curtain and spreads them like a tent to dwell in. This is our God, one who is there for us. And then the last part, Verse 28. Have you not known? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He does not faint or grow weary. His understanding is unsearchable. Think about that. Our God is a God who does not grow weary, who does not faint. I don't know about you, but I have a lot of days where I grow weary. And the older you get, you do less because it takes you longer. But we have a God who does not grow weary, who does not faint. And his understanding is unsearchable. Think about that. You see, so oftentimes we think life is difficult. We want to be like the martyrs who complain. Oh, if it could only be better. But think about it. Think about whose you are. Think about who is really in control. And in the midst of all the things we see, and sometimes we have all these predictions. I just love reading all the predictions everybody has about how this is going to happen and that's going to happen. Guess what? We have a God who's in control. Matter of fact, if you read your history, and I like reading history, I like reading about various times in history, and it tells you that princes will rise and princes will fall. And we've seen that this world has been witness to some very great world leaders. And we've had to endure the darkness of others. And yet in the end, who appears? To show us he's in control. Left to ourselves, well, we don't do so well. Left to ourselves, we would destroy ourselves. Look at Isaiah verses 23 to 24 there of chapter 40. Who brings princes to nothing and makes the rulers of the earth as emptiness? Scarcely are they planted, scarcely sown. Scarcely has their stem taken root in the earth. And when he blows on them and they wither and the tempest carries them off like stubble. Think about that for all of us who are in that aging process, who remember our youth, but it's a long way back, but it sure went quickly. Yes. And soon he blows us away. Who of us compare ourselves to God? Oh, man tries. Time and time again, when they try, they fall. And so often we are guilty of looking to others and other things in order to bring us satisfaction in our lives. And how does it end up? In failure and shortcomings. So oftentimes verses 28 to 31 are so quoted and used by many Christians. Many of us have them as reminders somewhere. I have them all over my office. We also use these passages when you lose a loved one. At the time of mourning, when that person's no longer there. But to know that God is there. We can't put our trust in rulers. It is God who picks us up in those moments of despair, when we need his comfort. When we're looking for direction and we can't find it, it is God who lifts us up. It is a God, and our God is a God who cares about us. He is the one who renews our strength. When we are feeling unacceptable, low, weak, He is there. I don't know about you, but I get fascinated by eagles. And maybe that's why I'm drawn to this passage so many times. He gives power to the faint. To him, he has no might. He increases strength. Even youths grow faint and weary, and young men shall fall exhausted. But they who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up on wings like eagles. I love watching them. Somehow when you watch an eagle, there's something about the awesome power. As they live out their time on this earth. I remember watching eagles fight. What a interesting image that is, as two eagles go way up. They entangle each other and they whirlwind down. And you think, what's going to happen? And then as you see them on the tree line, they disappear. And pretty soon they both fly off in different directions. The awesomeness of eagles. The reality is, He renews their strength like eagles. Think about that. What does that mean? We mount up on wings like eagles. We run and are not weary. We walk and are not faint. What a beautiful picture. Because we have an awesome God. A God who is there at the moment we are born. The God who is there in the baptismal waters. The God who is there when we make a confession of faith in our confirmation. A God who is there when we get married. A God who is there, yes, throughout the journey of life. And on that last moment, who is still there with us. Our God. He is an awesome God. He knows our youth. He knows our weaknesses. And yes, even when we grow weak and weary and we come to that old age, He sustains us. Because He has something more important for us. And that is life in His name. In 10 days, we begin the journey to Lent, which leads us to Jerusalem, to a cross on a hill, to the resurrection, to show us the power of our God, to strengthen us when we faint or falter or lose sight. It is a journey we take every year because it leads us continually back to the one who gives life and salvation. The one who in the beginning gave a promise, whose love and grace has sustained this creation from that moment of creation till now. And where do you and I deal with the difficulties of life? We find our strength and our renewal in Him and Him alone. He is the everlasting God. He is the comfort for all people. And we, whenever we deal whatever life throws us, He is there for us. We are renewed and strengthened through Him and Him alone. Renew your strength. Live in the power of His grace and celebrate the gift of life In the name of Jesus, amen.